Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Chocolady 64 on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys are having a great week. I apologize for not having a show for last Thursday. I am right now, as of now, I am in Georgia. My sister got sick, so we had to come down here and check on her. So I've been in Georgia for the last 2 weeks. So I'm kind of a little bit off. I was just like panicking earlier because I didn't realize that the hour is different. We're 1 hour behind them here, opposed to Louisiana. So I was panicking. We were up at the hospital, and I was telling my sister, I have to hurry up and get home. I have to do my show, because I didn't get an opportunity to do it last week. And she was like, we have time. You have to remember we're not on the same time zone. I was like, oh, okay. I was panicking because when I called in, I was like, I got a whole another hour before it's time for my show. Because I don't like missing the opportunity to do my show. Before we get started, I start saying the ums again. Before we get started, I want to talk about, here I go. I would like to play some music is what I want to do first and foremost. Okay, and before we talk about what our subject is going to be today, that was Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby. And I think that's a great song to start off tonight's subject, or topic, that is. Tonight we're going to discuss domestic violence, because if not mistaken, this is Domestic Violence Month along with Breast Cancer Month. Women, please make sure you are doing your breast exams and that you are getting your mammograms done. Those two things are very much so important for women's health right now. And also men, because they have been finding cancer, breast cancer, in our men too. So don't feel ashamed, men, if you also take time out to find, to make sure you're doing your breast exams too, especially when you have a lot of extra tissue, okay? Don't necessarily mean it's just because you have, you know, what they call man tits, I guess that's what they call them. But any type of lump can be formed into your breast, okay? So I want you guys to also take time out to check yours. Now, just because, you know, this week, as I said before, is Domestic Violence Month, I was thinking of what should we actually talk about when it comes to domestic violence. We know that the man and wife domestic violence happens on a daily basis. We know the statistics because I think I did a show, I think it was last year around this time, I did a show dealing with domestic violence. I think I did a whole series on domestic violence. Then we have men who are being victims of domestic violence, which is a whole different story. It's the same type of concept, but it's a different story because men are more ashamed, opposed to women coming out and telling and handling being a victim. Men won't because they're so ashamed, because a man is not supposed to cry, a man is not supposed to hurt. He's supposed to be strong. He's supposed to be the head of the household, yet still we have women, for some reason, want to fight men. I don't get it, but that's what they want to do, beat up on a beat. They want to be the person who's the perpetrator, opposed to them being the perpetrator. Also, we're going to... I didn't get too much information on that because it's really not a lot of information. If I'm not mistaken, last October I talked about some of the men being the domestic violence against men. So I wanted to talk about tonight, I wanted to kind of discuss same-sex domestic violence. Not to say that it's not talked about enough, but I don't hear enough about it. So with my trusty computer, as usual, I did some research, and I found a lot of information on same-sex, or fulfilling information, on same-sex violence. The biggest thing is that you make sure that you get the right, information, the right support, because you guys are allowed, not to say you guys, but same-sex, transgender relationships, people who are in those relationships, you guys have just as much right to get help and support and protection as it was me and my husband, okay? So it doesn't matter who you are, actually, and we shouldn't make a distinction. I mean, violence is violence. Domestic violence doesn't have a name, it doesn't have an age, and it doesn't have a color, and it definitely doesn't have a sex. So I think it's very important that you guys get the same support and care as the next person, okay? I think, let's see. I found this website. It's called this Gay Men's Domestic Violence Project. Let's see. Uh,
hold on. Let me, I'm trying to find some information. Oh, didn't tell me what I wanted to tell me. So that's not what I want. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. I want to make sure I'm giving out the right information. As you know, I am crazy about that. Okay, first of all, let's get the relationship warning signs. And I'm thinking I went over these before, but I'm going to try to do it again on this one so we can first, before you get into a relationship with anybody, it doesn't matter who it is, that you know the signs, relationship warning signs. Okay, it says if the abuse has occurred during dating, it is very likely to continue after marriage. If I'm not mistaken, I think Ms. LaDonna Smith, one of the authors that I interviewed on my show, she said she saw the warning signs. She remembered the warning signs, and she still got married. I've heard other women say the same thing, but they were so afraid of them that they went on and married them. Out of fear, out of guilt, sometimes even out of obligation to a certain extent, we go ahead and marry this person. It says, once the physical abuse has occurred, it is likely to occur again and to escalate over time. You cannot change your partner's behavior. You can only change yourself. It is not necessary to stay in a relationship of fear. You have the right to choose how you wish to live. Now, that alone just says something. And we always say it's not that easy to get out. No one ever says that it's going to be easy. But the first step is thinking about, okay, I need to know that I'm important enough to get out of this. I need to feel enough self-esteem about who I am so that I can pack my stuff and walk away. Or just walk away. You don't always necessarily have to pack anything. Just walk away, you know. And then I hear, oh, you'll find me. Well, you know what? That may be true, but when he does find you, hopefully he finds you where there's a police officer or somebody who can help you or protect you, because that's where you want to go. You don't want to go hide out with a friend because he knows all your friends or she knows all your friends. The best thing for you to do is to get away from your friends and everybody, because you never know. They can convince you, he can convince them, or she can convince them to get a hold to you and get you over, and then you're back in the same situation. So I would definitely get away from my friends and my family and go to some strangers or somebody you don't know really intimately or you don't know personally and talk to them, like your boss. You could talk to your boss, you know, tell them what's going on, why things are not like they, you know, why you're not feeling the way you used to feel and how you want to get out of the situation. So there are ways and people that you can talk to. Talk to a police officer. You know, they're supposed to, no matter what happens, they're supposed to get you some help. So you can get out. It's all up to you to leave. Nowadays, because of the way domestic violence has risen in a lot of areas, they're more alert. The police officers are more alert to the cry of domestic violence opposed to the way it used to be, where they send you back to your family. You know, they'll do whatever they have to do, but before you know, you're right back in that situation again. And don't do a lot of false alarms with cops, and I'll tell you why. Because if you really, truly want to get out that relationship, you're going to leave, and you don't really have to get the cops involved. You can leave on your own. So keep that in mind. And I've being in the military, I saw a lot of domestic violence towards, you know, soldiers toward their wives, and them calling, and they go into the barracks, and then for give them a couple of days, and they're back in the house again, and back and forth, back and forth. And the MPs are constantly busy with this all the time. So you're wasting, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm not saying that your situation is not different than theirs, but you're actually wasting your time. because really you're not really going anywhere. You're just saying that because you're mad at him because he hit you or she hit you, and you're still there, you know, and it's not good. I remember a same-sex relationship when I was in the military, and it just surprised me the abuse this one young lady had against the other lady. I mean, it was just terrible. And the stabbing, the fighting all the time, I don't understand why you want to beat on somebody. I don't know. It's just me. Okay. It says, ideally, a good time frame to be alone and work on your recovery is 2 to 3 years. An old adage states that we should live through the four seasons before becoming involved with someone new, which, guess what, we don't. Because what we do is we jump from one relationship into another. We are looking because we don't want to be alone and we don't want to do this and we don't want to do that, but you just got out of something that was very, very devastating to your life, to your emotions, to you physically. Getting into another relationship so quickly is not the answer because you know what? You haven't even had a chance to heal emotionally, physically, or mentally. So being with someone else when you got all this baggage, because you now have baggage, a lot of emotional baggage, you don't take time out to heal within yourself first because you know what? This person within a short period of time has already beaten you down to make you feel like you're nothing. Once you get out of the relationship, you have to know to step up and get yourself healed before you get into another relationship. We jump from one relationship to another, to another, to another, and it's never been resolved, and you're never happy. You're always miserable, and most of the time we always get the same type of person that we dated or married that beat us up. I don't get the concept. I mean, I don't understand that. Why would you go back to someone or want that person? Oh, he had good traits about him. Okay, like what? The saying, I'm sorry and I love you and I didn't mean you, look what you made me do? Because that's mainly what they say, you know. I don't understand that. That doesn't make them, you know, better, and it doesn't make the situation better. So give yourself some time to heal. You know, love yourself first and foremost. When you learn to love yourself first, then you're able to love others. But we don't even know how to love ourselves first. First of all, a lot of us don't even know what the word love means. Okay? Because we don't know what the word love means, it's hard for us to love ourselves and for us to love others, okay? Now, if you guys want to call in, and I didn't give you my caller number, and I apologize, 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. If you want to chime in on our conversation with speaking of domestic violence against in gay relationships or same-sex relationships, okay? Now, let's see here. Okay, we're back on this. Trying to make sure I'm in the right place. Okay. If you think about it, it does make a lot of sense. The four seasons are indeed a cleansing of sorts, providing you with valuable healing, time to do your inner work, and the time to rebuild your life in a positive, healthy way. Just what I just said. Rebuild yourself. You know, you've been beat down. So you've got to start from scratch to get where you need to be. Now, if you haven't taken time out to love yourself, how do you expect anybody else to love you? And don't expect everybody to love you. I need love. Love you. If you look in the mirror and say, I love you, maybe once or twice a day if you can, that'll start the practice of you doing that can start you to really feel how you truly feel about yourself. And once you learn to accept your shortcomings, your faults, and how you are, it's easy for you to be able to give love, okay? So keep that in mind when you've been in an abusive relationship for a while and you needed to change things and you get out. Don't jump into another relationship. I don't get that. Yeah, we women can heal. We're good at healing and moving on, but we don't, because even though we think in our mind we've healed, you still have the baggage. You still don't trust the new lover. You still harass, you start becoming the perpetrator, believe it or not. A lot of women start becoming the perpetrator, or a lot of men start becoming the perpetrator with the partner, the new partner, okay? You know, because they're looking for that in that new partner when you subconsciously is looking for that. You're not actually looking for it, but because it's something you're used to, that's what you want. You want him to fight you. You want her to fight you. You want her to cuss you out. You want, and see, that's where your love has not grown. So when you find the definition of true love, then you can deal with the rest of it. Then things can work out for you. Other than that, you need to first and foremost, like I said before, love yourself. And when you do become involved with someone new, please keep in mind the acting abilities of most abusers. There are a chance you won't experience your abusive side, her abusive side, until she's sure she has you hooked. Okay. Now, that's another thing to think about. If I'm being nice and sweet and loving to you from the get-go, okay, if you're an experienced person who's been violent, been a victim of domestic violence, you're going to know those warning signs. You're going to pick them up when nobody else will. You'll know it. You know, when you first hit it, then you already know. When you get that first instinct that it's not what it seems to be, you need to make a move. You need to sit down and tell this person, her or him, that, look, this is not going to work. And I need to go ahead and make some changes in my life, and you're one of the changes. You know, be gentle with them. Because if you don't be real gentle with them, they're not going to understand what you're saying. All they see is that you're talking about leaving them. And as a victim, the abandonment has a lot to do with them brainwashing you to think that they can, you can't do anything without them. So you have to keep that in mind. I mean, that's very, very much so important. Okay? It says the person in your life is warning you and telling you she has an abusive nature. If she emotionally abuses you, this includes insults, belittling comments, ignoring you or acting sulky or angry when you initiate an action or an ideal. If she tells you who you may be friends with, how you should dress, or tries to control other elements of your life or relationship. If she talks negatively about men in general, if she gets jealous when there is no reason, if she drinks heavily, uses drugs, or tries to get you drunk, if she berates you for not wanting to get drunk, get high, have sex, or go with her to an isolated or personal place, if she is physically violent to you or too often to others, even if it's just grabbing or pushing to get her way. Now, we have a lot of women out there who have a habit of hitting men. Now, I have personally experienced a friend of mine. When they first started dating, her and her husband, she had a habit of hitting him. I mean, just hitting him, they'll be talking and playing and she'll hit him. And he would always say, stop hitting me. Well, that has to be almost 20 years, close to 15, 20 years ago. They're divorced after 7 years of a violent marriage. Because guess what? He got tired of her hitting him.
petting hitting. And I've seen couples do it. We start as teenagers hitting on each other. It's cute kick, love taps. Before you know it, you're fighting. So we have to think about that, okay? When we get into these relationships with these people who like to hit, and if you're the one who likes to hit too, keep your hands to your damn self. Let me say it again. Male, female, 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 male, male, male and female, keep your damn hands to yourself. You have no right to be hitting on each other, period, okay? Love is not slapping and kicking and fighting. Love has none of those characteristics, okay? None of them. So none of those physical characteristics, not the love I know about. It has nothing to do with hitting, cursing, fighting, biting, all that crap. That's not what love is. I never saw that in the Bible. I never heard anybody say that love is that. So when someone says, oh, I hit him because I love him, they're lying. That's in their sick, twisted minds. They're crazy, okay? And any person who says that, oh, the black eye doesn't mean nothing, we were just playing, or, you know, he got mad and he said he won't do it again. Oh, he will do it again. That's not love. I know he really loves me. No, he doesn't. That's the scary part, because he doesn't love you if he's hitting you, okay? That's not love. Okay, so that's why once you've come out of those type of relationships, you truly need to do some rejuvenation. Concentrate on healing yourself. Don't be the type of woman and man, anything. Don't be that type of person that just got to have somebody. Don't, because you know what? You're not doing anything. You're defeating the whole purpose of the healing. You know, you can do alone. You can be alone for a second or two. You know, that means that you can't bear being with yourself. But that comes with the victimization of domestic violence. I mean, they're beating you down. I mean, they're really, literally beating you down emotionally, physically, I mean, sexually. So you have to come to a point where enough. So once you build up that hardness to be able to deal with that, you know, you build up your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself, then move on. But not until you have all those, because you know what? You're going from one messed up relationship to another, and it'll continue to go, okay? If she gets jealous when there is no reason, if she, okay, we talked about this. If she berates you for not wanting to get drunk, get high, have sex, or go with her to an isolated or personal place, if she is physically violent to you or to others, even, we were talking about that earlier, okay? If she acts in an intimidating way towards you by invading your personal space, sits too close, speaks as if she knows you much better than she does, touches you when you tell her not to. See, these are all the warning signs. Now, this is just dating somebody when you really don't know them and you're just beginning to date. These are the warning signs to tell you right then and there. If they're so quick to get you to the house and quick to hang out and do that, hold up. Stop. Wait a minute. Slow it down. You know, we haven't even got a chance to know each other. You know, why are you doing that? And look, really, to be honest with you, you're too close. Would you please move over? Let me get to know you first. You know, we don't do that because, you know, we're so desperate to have somebody in our life. You know, we don't think about it like that, okay? Now, let's see. If she is unable to handle sexual or emotional frustrations without becoming angry, sulking, or withdrawing, say you don't want to have intercourse. You're not interested at the moment or at all because you're still trying to fill this person out. She gets angry and frustrated or he gets angry and frustrated. That tells you right there, those are signs. You know, those are signs that eventually somebody's going to get taken.
I'm just going to break it down to you. Somebody going to get took because that's their attitude. Those are the traits of a bad relationship. And it is up to us to make sure that nothing happens. Okay? So, let's see. Before I continue, let's play a little music here.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell me what you want me to do. By Tevin Campbell. All right. Okay. Now. Okay. We were talking about if she is unable to handle sexual and emotional frustration, start becoming angry, sulky, or withdrawing. If she does not view you as an equal because she's older or she sees herself as smarter or socially superior. Okay. Now, that goes for he, too. And the way it's written is saying she. But this goes for same-sex relationships with men and men and with women and women. Okay? Because I just couldn't understand. And I had a friend who passed away. Matter of fact, I think this month is, no, he was born in November. A very dear friend. And I didn't know he was in a domestic violence relationship with his lover until I think one day I saw him with a brown mark under his eye and I asked him about it. And that's when I found out that his friend was very much so beating him. So it bothered me, but, you know, there was nothing I could do. All I could do was be his support piece because I already knew he wasn't going to leave that person. You know, all I could do was be there for him and, you know, try to be understanding. Because I think he stayed with that person to the end. I'm not for sure. I can't remember because then I was in the military. We were high school friends. And I went off into the military, and I stayed gone for a long time. So I didn't get an opportunity to see him before he passed away, which really, really hurt my heart because I was not able to come home. Anyway, he was in a very domestic, very violent relationship and couldn't do anything. I mean, once they're in it, once they're in, I shouldn't say it like that. I think more of it, I didn't, because I was younger and I really didn't understand a lot of it, what was going on, and it wasn't for me to convince him. It just wasn't. I knew he wasn't going anywhere, so there was no need for me to convince him. So I've been a part of domestic violence. When it comes to same-sex, I've seen it. I'll say it like that. I've known people who have been in same-sex domestic violence situations. And it's amazing. I mean, it's no different from when it happens to a man and a woman. There's no difference. It's just the idea of two men fighting and it's two women fighting. That's the only difference. And it's all sad. It really is. Very much so sad. Okay, Here's another one they were saying. It's if she goes through extreme highs and lows, is kind one minute and cool the next, signs of some mental instability there. If she is angry and threatening to the extent that you are changing your behavior so as to not to anger her, you know, whatever you want, you know. Why should you change the way that you are to fit what somebody thinks you should be? You shouldn't. I mean, when you came in a relationship, you were you. Why should you be different? Okay? Why? But we have people who do it all the time. We have people who do it all the time. That changed, you know? And you can see them. If you know them from the get-go, you knew how they used to be, you'll see the change in them. There's an automatic change in them. They're not the same anymore. So you have to kind of just watch that person. You know, they used to walk up with the chest high and, you know, happy-go-lucky, and since they've been with this new person, you can see, you know, they're not happy. They're walking with their heads down. They're walking behind the person. When the person talks to them, you can see them flinch, or you can look at the way they look at them. I mean, it's all... I mean, warning signs for the outsider to look at, you know.
It's there. We have to make sure that we're paying attention to the point where, you know, if we see that this person might need help, you know, everybody hollers, I don't want to get into their business, but baby, a dead body or somebody laying up in the hospital that probably ever won't walk again or ever see again or whatever, it's to the point where this has gone to because we wanted to turn a blind. She ain't going to do nothing or he ain't going to do nothing but go back to him. That's not the point. At least try to be some type of support system to them so that when they do get up enough courage to leave, you're there. You know what I'm saying? You're there to help them. So don't worry about what they're not doing right now, but think about what they'll do in the future when they get their mind right to do it. I mean, it takes courage. You know, somebody has beaten you down to nothing, made you afraid. When they walk through the door, you cringe, you get sick. You know, when all of that is happening in a relationship, you don't need to be in it because automatically that is not a good relationship. So it's up to you to make sure to get out of it. Now, I'm trying to, here we go. Okay, now it says signs to look for in an abusive personality. We were talking about beginning of a relationship. Now we're talking about the personality of the person. How is this person acting? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Many people are interested in ways to predict whether they are about to become involved with someone who will physically be abusive. Many victims do not realize that their early behaviors are warning signs of potential future physical abuse, such as the last four listed behaviors, numbers 13 through 16. If the person has several, three or more, of the first 12 listed behaviors, there is a strong potential for physical violence. The more signs a person has, the more likely the person is a batterer. In some cases, a batterer may only have a couple of behaviors that the victim can recognize, but they may be very much exaggerated. We'll try to explain her behavior as signs of her love and concern. And a victim may be flattered at first. However, as time goes on, the behavior becomes more severe and severe serve to dominate or control the other person. Okay? I only beat you. Look what you made me do. I had to beat you to show you how much I love you. Now, I'm going to tell you what. That right there sounds like a pimp. When he first gets them girls off the streets, he beats them. He beats them to let them know, they, like in slavery, he beats them into submission. And it's so sad. That's a whole nother story. That is so sad, okay, that they beat these girls into submission. So, you know, we automatically know that domestic violence starts everywhere. I mean, it's literally everywhere. In most relationships. And, I mean, when I say I shouldn't have said it like that, let me rephrase that. If you have to beat me to get me to understand what you're saying or to, you know, to feel like you have to dominate me, something wrong. You know, you can't talk to me woman to woman or man to man to say to me, hey, baby, you know, this is how I feel. I'm a dominating person. No, because we have this facade we put on that we've this sweet, you know, it's to get you in. And to be honest with you, it's just like a pimp does. So I'm not saying that you're a prostitute, but that's what a pimp does. He beats them into submission to get them to do whatever they want so that they can dominate them and force them to have sex with other people or with them, okay? I don't understand why they do it, but they do it. And that's what it starts off with when you have these type of relationships, okay? Now, let's see. And some, okay. Now we're going to talk about behaviors that are seen in abusive people. Now I only have about 14 more minutes to go, so because I shortened this show to an hour simply because I am not at home and I don't want to take up too much time being in the spot that I am in. So I cut my show to 1 hour today. Okay, let's talk about jealousy. At the beginning of a relationship, an abuser will always say that jealousy is a sign of love. Jealousy has nothing to do with love. It is a sign of possessiveness and lack of trust. She will question the other person about whom she talks to, accuse her of flirting, or be jealous of the time she spends with her family or friends. Now, according to the Bible, and everybody does not have to, go by what the Bible says, but the Bible says love is not jealousy. That's not what the definition of love is. Love is unconditional. It has nothing to do with being jealous. Okay? So this statement is true. Jealousy is a sign of possessiveness and lack of trust. You don't trust me enough. Okay? Now, let's see. You want to spend more time with your family. You want to spend more time doing this. Where's my time? Okay? Now, as the jealousy progresses, he or she may call frequently during the day or drop by unexpectedly. She may refuse to let you work for fear you will meet someone else or even do strange behaviors like checking your car mileage or asking friends to watch you. Okay? Now, those things really do happen. They truly do happen. I had a friend, and this is an adult show, that her friend smelled her clothes when she went out and came home. I don't know why, but they did, to see if they smelled something else on her. I think it's weird, but we're talking to violence, and we're talking about the things that this person should have been paying attention to, and they weren't, okay? Now, controlling behavior. At first, the battler will say that this behavior is because he or she is concerned with their safety. You need to use your time well, or you need to make good decisions. She will be angry if you are late coming back from an appointment or a class. She will question closely about where you went and whom you talked to. Okay. Now, you got two grown adults, male and male, female and female. You're not allowed to come and go whenever you want to. You are grown. Don't you have that right, regardless of who you're with? Now, some people think, oh, well, you know what, I need to tell them. It's all right to tell them, hey, I'm going here. I can understand the safety issue. But the other part of it, I don't understand. You questioning me who I talk to? No. No. That's overstepping the boundaries right there. Okay? That's very much so overstepping the boundaries. Okay? Don't do it. Now, the cell phone to me is another way of controlling someone. The cell phone, to me, is another way of controlling somebody. The cell phone is a controlling factor. If you have to call that person 5 and 6 times a day and question them, there is a issue there. That is a warning sign. That goes for him and that goes for her. That is a serious warning sign. If you have to call that person all the time, interrupting their day, their job, I mean, you call them at work. You know some people can't take phone calls, personal phone calls at work. Why are you calling? You know this. Some of them don't want you to work, so keep that in mind too. Because if I got you at home, then I know what you're doing, and then it's more easier access for me to kick your ass. Point blank. Okay? because I got you right here. Now, as the behavior gets worse, she may not let you make personal decisions about your clothing, hairstyle, and appearance. Don't let someone tell you how to dress. I dressed this way when I met you. What is the problem now? What is the problem? You liked the dress or the pair of pants or the outfit I wore when we first dated. What is the problem? How do you think they're going to answer you? Keep that in mind. Okay. It says quick involvement. Many people in abusive relationships dated or knew their abusive partner for less than 6 months before they were married, engaged, or living together. She comes on like a whirlwind, excuse me, claiming you are the only person I could ever talk to, or I've never felt like this with anyone before. Warning, warning, get out, get out. Walk the other way. Walk the other way. Warning. Come on, you guys. These are lines, and they're dry lines at that. You know, nowadays you need to be more sophisticated with your lines because that wouldn't work with me, you know. No, that's not working. I wouldn't work. I mean, I can't say with other people because lots of times someone's already have low self-esteem. It doesn't take much for somebody to get a hold of. Just like I said, when it goes back to the pimp. The prostitute is already down on her luck. She's already not having anything. She doesn't eat. She doesn't have clothing. So what else can happen for this knight in shining armor to come in, kick my ass, and put me out on the streets and sell my soul and my body? You know what I'm saying? What else can happen? Not to say that he's going to sell you or she's going to sell you. It's just the ideal. The same concept is being you. Okay? Keep that in mind. She will pressure you to commit to the relationship in such a way that you may later feel guilty or that you are letting her down if you want to slow down involvement or break up. Again, if they're rushing into the relationship and you're not sure it's what you want, that is a warning sign. I really need you. I want to be with you. No, that's not going to work. So, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to, since I am just down to 6 minutes left of the show, I will start here. I'm going to start here next week so we can finish up the domestic violence because I have some more stuff. And hopefully I will be at home nice and calm and relaxed and able to do my show at home. Not to say I'm not nice and calm here, it's just that it's not home. Different. Okay? We have about 5 to 6 minutes left in the show. I want to say this. Georgia, you have beautiful weather. Okay? I'm in Columbus, Georgia. It's got beautiful weather here ever since we've been here for the past 2 weeks. The weather has been absolutely wonderful. And I thank God for that because he is in control of the weather. Enjoyed my time here. It is wonderful here. The traffic is a little crazy, not something I'm used to, but I love it because everybody's on the go, everybody's doing stuff, and I love a busy city. It's not a big city, but it's busy, and I like that. Have shopping forever. I love that, okay, even though I couldn't shop forever, but I love it here. I really do. And me and my son came down, and my son loves it too, so. Would be a nice place if I could convince my husband to move. But I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, so going back home, we're leaving out Saturday morning to drive. It's like a 9 to 10 hour drive back home. Please, I want all my audience out there, my listeners, to pray that we have a safe trip. I'm going to pray that we have a safe trip. And I'm praying that my sister will heal in the midst of everything. You just don't know. I love family. You don't know what one family, actually because we live so far away from each other, you don't know what one family is doing all the time. So it's very important to stay in touch with your family. Very much so important to stay in touch with your family. And let them know that you love them. And you'll be there for them at any time. And that's what we tried to do this time. All of us came together to support her in the midst of all that she was going through and pray for her. And that's what we're supposed to do. I got a chance to hang out with my niece and my great niece, and, you know, it's just fun. I mean, I enjoy it here. I wish we could have stayed longer. Wouldn't be mine even moving here. But like I said, my husband wouldn't be interested in doing that right now. So, I will, next week we will continue this. I will talk a little bit about it because I want to move on to something different. I'm going to have to work on some more, getting some more interviews, interviewees, so that we can make the show a lot more interesting. I hope you guys are really loving the music. Please let me know if you love the music because I love it. If you have any other things that you want to discuss, like I said, any other subjects that you guys or topics that you want to discuss, please let me know. I'm here. You know how to email me at sinsymbol64@yahoo.com, or you can just email me here on Blog Talk Radio. I am on Facebook, Salita McCall. Those are basically the places that you can catch me. sinsymbol64@yahoo.com. Facebook, Salita McCall, and also, oh, let me tell you about my book, Secret Journal. I've gotten it written. I'm ready to do a, I want to do a launch party. You know, I love my book. I love everything about what I'm doing, the trendyshop.com and everything, but I wasn't happy with how I wrote my book. I could have done a better job, but you know what? It's mine. I can't change it. It's out there. I need to move on to a different book. So that's what I'm going to do. So when I do my launch party, I will definitely let everyone know. I wish everybody can be there, and I'm praying that I can record it so you guys can listen to how much fun I'm going to be having. I can't wait. I want everyone to have a great night. This has been Chocolate Lady 64 at Blog Talk Radio. I will see you guys next week. Love you. Take care. Pray, live, and love. Bye-bye.